Billionaire LeBron James says we've been oppressed for so long. Endorses George's Raphael Warnock for Senate. By Warner Todd Houston on November 8, 2022. NBA star LeBron James, whose net worth is estimated at $1 billion, endorsed Georgia's Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock on the day Americans go to the polls for the 2022 midterm elections, saying, "We've been oppressed for so long." James, who sponsored his left-wing More Than a Vote campaign in 2020 to fight mythic voter suppression in Georgia, claimed in an Instagram post late on Monday evening that he wants change in Georgia, and so he urged voters to vote for the same guy who is already in office there. Obviously, tomorrow is election day, and there's only one choice when voting for senator, and that's Raphael Warnock, James told his fans. James told his followers that he believes change is advanced by keeping the same people in office. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Senator Reverend Warnock, at Raphael Warnock. I think from the black community, and obviously our league is predominantly black athletes, black players, black men, our community, we talk and speak about change a lot, James said. So, in order to have change, we have to get out and actually put our mouths and put our hands and put our pens and pencils to the polls. Starting in your community, then it starts in the city, then out to state, and then all the way out the country. We have an opportunity to be able to say that you've done your due diligence to try to help create change in your community. The billionaire athlete then added that he has been oppressed for so long. We've been oppressed for so long, James added. Obviously, I had the More Than a Vote initiative when we was in the bubble. I was very active with that. So many musicians and athletes and leaders was able to come on board with us. But we've been oppressed for so long. They told us we couldn't vote. They told our women, our black women, they weren't allowed to vote for so many years. But they continued to reprimand us or do things to us in our community to harm us and harm our family. And we sit here and wonder why and what's going on. James urged fans to get educated about the issues and candidates and insisted that every vote is important. I know as black people sometimes, we don't believe that our vote counts. We don't believe that our vote matters, and I just say black people 'cause I just know my people. I can't speak for everybody, I just know how we are, but it does. It does matter. We saw change when we wanted to get someone out of office. So, I hope people take it serious. Incumbent U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock, D, faces GOP challenger Herschel Walker in Georgia's Senate race today. Despite LeBron James' proclamation that there is voter suppression of blacks in Georgia, actual voting records show that black participation in Georgia's elections has soared over the last decade. There is no credible evidence whatsoever that mass numbers of blacks have been stopped from voting in the Peach State. Indeed, some reports find that early voting in Georgia this year has been dominated by black voters. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.